positioning and delivery challenge. The delivery is your product actually doing what you said it does, and positioning is you letting people know what it does. Either one of those fail, your product fails.
Stayallday.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is for the entrepreneurs out there. You are in the problem business. But before we get into this, let me remind all of you that I send out a text message guaranteed that you focus sharp and on point called the Daily Motivation, sending out every week, also called the Monday Motivation, does the same thing. Once we get our text firing again, everybody who's in our text community, which is free to join, you'll be getting those messages, or at least you could choose which ones you want to get. All you got to do is text me at my number 305-384-6894. Numbers down below in the description. Second, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to be coached by me directly, you'd like to have me as a resource who can help you with your mindset, with your game plan and strategy for your business, with systematizing what you're doing so we can find the things that work and do them over and over again so you can continuously produce results and accountability to make sure that you and your processes and systems and your people are doing what they are supposed to be doing to make things work. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. This is for high-level performers, people who are ambitious about your goals and urgent about reaching them. If that's you, workonyourgameuniversity.com is the place for you to be. That link is also down below in the description wherever you're consuming this. Now let's get into the topic, which is entrepreneurs, you are in the problem business. Now, we have discussed problems many times in the history of this show, specifically around helping all of you understand whether you are an entrepreneur or not, that the better you are at addressing and solving problems, the more success you will create in life for many reasons. Today, I'm going to address this subject for the entrepreneurs specifically and help you all understand that your ability to solve problems is the most important aspect of what you are doing in business. Now, yes, of course, you want to make money. Yes, you want to have an audience and all of those things. I'm going to tell you how making money and having an audience and helping people and all of those things that you also think are important in business are all driven by your ability to identify and address problems. Point number one. Topic once again here today is entrepreneurs, you are in the problem business. The first step that you're going to do whenever you are starting a business or launching a new product or service, this is the first step before you even do it, is you must identify a problem that a specific person has. So when I say a specific person, I don't necessarily mean one individual like your neighbor across the street or your grandmother. What I mean is a specific type of person. So for example, first product I ever created was a self-guided training program for a basketball player. So the specific person was a basketball player who was 13 to 21 years old, male, and they had aspirations of moving up in the sport of basketball. That's the person who I was making my products for. That's a specific person, but of course there are hundreds of thousands maybe of people who fit that description, but I knew specifically who I was looking for. In the business world, some people may call this an avatar in marketing, or your ideal customer. Or target customer, however you want to call it, all the same thing. But you need to identify who this person is. Now, again, it could be 100,000, maybe a million people who fit the description that I was giving, but that was my person. So my products at that time were created for that type of person. Now, how do I know what that type of person wants? Well, it was easy for me because I had been this avatar. I wasn't that person at the time that I was making my products, but I had been that person in the past. So therefore, all I had to do was remember what challenges I had at that time, and I made products based on the challenges I had been facing. So I knew I was talking to exactly what these people wanted. On top of the fact that I had become the self-actualized version of this 13 to 21 year old player who wanted to move up. They were aspiring. I had moved up. I had achieved those aspirations. So I knew exactly what those players wanted and what they would need to get from where they were to where I was. So I was serving myself 10 years earlier, pretty much what I was doing. So this is a shortcut for some of you when you are starting a business to offer a product or service that serves a need that you either have right now or you have had in the past, because all your market research is based on your own personal experience. Now, you can do this also when you're serving people who are in a place that you've never been. You just have to do a little bit more work to find out what their challenges are because you don't have the personal experience. So you have to go get that experience from talking to people who have had it. So there is more than one way to do it, but you need to know who your target person is. That's the point that I'm making here today. When it comes to figuring out the experiences and the needs of your direct customer, that's all part of solving the problem. But you got to know what their problems are. When you know what their problems are, then you know what your products should or could or would or will be. So again, this is what we call the avatar. So who is your target person? What is the specific problem that they have that you can solve? So when you're creating a product or service for someone, usually that product or service is going to be based on solving a specific problem. That's singular, a specific problem. Now, your product probably will solve more than one problem, but you should focus on a specific problem that you are solving. And then if it solves some other problems in the process, so be it. But you want to focus on a specific issue that you are solving for a person. So the first product I created was a dribbling program for basketball players. And it was simply about helping basketball players get better at dribbling the basketball. That was it. That was the only thing that I was solving for them. Now, in the process of doing that, let's say, and they get better at dribbling, guess what? They'll also get better. They'll also get better at being confident in the game because now they know they can dribble. They'll also, maybe it'll help them make a basketball team because they can dribble. Now they have an extra skill set they can add to the game. And with their ability to dribble, they can probably score more points because now they can advance the ball without someone having to pass it to them. They can do it by dribbling the ball. And there's a lot of other things, a lot of other tangential benefits that come with the main problem being solved. But I wanted to focus as I created my offer. What is the main issue that I am resolving for them with this product? And do they actually know that they have this problem? Because if they don't believe they have this problem, then my product would miss the mark. So your product, you want to make sure it hits the mark with your target audience with a problem that they believe that they have or that maybe you have taught them that they should have. So these are all things you're thinking about ahead of time before you even create your product. Okay, this is all your homework. Okay, this is the pre-work that you do before you create your product. So once you're clear on this and you're clear on the specific problem that you can solve for a person, you can start doing things like creating content, letting people know that you have a solution to a problem that you know that they know they have. So I can say to basketball players, and this is most of my audience was through YouTube at the time, I can say, hey, basketball players, I know you have a problem learning how to do this dribbling technique. Here, let me make some free content here on YouTube and show you how to do this dribbling technique. Now, here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. I made so many of those that eventually players started saying to me, Dre, you have so many and they're all useful, but I can't make sense of all the stuff that you have. Can you put this in some type of order that is easily followable? And my products were based on that. So I was actually solving kind of two problems at the same time. One, teach me how to do a thing. So this is my way of just demonstrating my expertise for free. And then they said, Dre, you're teaching so much and you're giving so much value. I just want to make sense of it all. Can you help me out with that? So I actually created a problem by solving a problem. By solving problem A, I created problem B. I solved problem A by showing basketball players how to practice, but I was doing that for free. There was no money to be made directly from my audience through that because I was putting the content out for free. Now, eventually you can make money through YouTube, through advertisements, brand marketings, and integrations, collaborations, etc. I can make money that way, but I wasn't making any money directly from my audience. But because I put out so much valuable stuff for free, eventually we created a new problem, which was, Dre, you have so much of it, I can't make sense of it. Where do I start? And that's when I solved the second problem by creating my own product and courses. So this is how content that you put out for free can actually lead you towards the money. Now, again, all of this is contingent on you actually knowing the problem of your audience and you literally addressing it directly in a way that they know that you're addressing. So when you're clear on a specific problem, again, you can start with content. Maybe you can start in a different way, but you need to figure out where can you reach your audience and start letting them know that you have what they need. And that way they can test out what you're doing and then they'll be willing to take the next step. And again, not everybody takes the next step at the same time. So if you're not sure what the specific problem is, you can communicate that with your audience. Let them know to tell you what their specific problem or problems is or are, and they can tell you. They can communicate this directly with you, because this is something that I sometimes would do with my audience. And back in those days, sometimes I would make a video. This is in the basketball days, I'm saying. So sometimes I would make an audience write a video right for my audience, and I would just say directly, what are some problems you all are dealing with right now? What are some challenges that I haven't addressed in my content that I can address? And I would get 50 ideas, and boom, I'm gonna make those. And solving those, let people know, hey, this guy's pretty good. I would make a product, and then I would go sell it. So there's a whole system and strategy to doing this inside the university, depending on what business you're in, since most of you are probably not teaching basketball players how to dribble. I know how to break these things down in an insightful way, and again, as systematic way that you don't need to be applying it to basketball, because as many of you can see, I don't apply it to basketball anymore, but it's still working. So all you got to do is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, and I can coach you on how to do this in your business, because again, I know how to explain it, I know how to break it down, and I know how to transfer this knowledge from one space to another. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com, and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. If that sounds like the missing link in your process, and let me give you a hint, it is the missing link in your process, I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is entrepreneurs, you are in the problem business. Number two, if you can solve people's problems, your next step is communicating with them that you have a solution and what exactly the solution is. So you heard me talk about this a little bit in point number one. When you know what a person's problem is and you know that you can solve it, next thing you got to do is let them know. Now, this is step two. You got to let them know that you have a solution. Now, the solution, again, must speak to the need that they know that they have so that you and them are on the same page as far as communication. And they can listen to you, hear what you say, and they can agree. Hey, you know what? You do have a solution to my problem. Thank you for letting me know. Let me take a look. Let me listen. Let me go see. Let me go watch. Let me go download whatever it is you want them to do next. If you miss the mark with either the product, meaning the product does not actually solve their problem, or the communication, meaning the product does solve their problem, but you do a poor job of communicating that you have the solution, i.e. your positioning is off, then your product's not going to do so well. I need to say that sentence again, because this is a very important point, that this right here is the crux of where many entrepreneurs, especially those of you who get to create your own stuff and you get to build your own audiences, you pretty much have free reign to do things however you want to do them. This is where many of you get caught right here. So let me say it again. If you miss the mark with one of two things, either the product itself does not solve the problem that you claim it can solve, or it doesn't solve it clearly or cleanly enough for your audience to benefit from it. If you miss on that, or you miss on the communication of what you have. In other words, your product can solve people's problems. Your product is actually very good, yet you are poor at communicating that you have a solution, meaning you just don't even get people's attention because you don't let them know that you have a solution. Therefore, they can't come and get it and they can't solve their problem. Then your product will come up short as far as what it could do or what you expect it to do, because you simply failed in communication. This is a positioning and delivery challenge. The delivery is your product actually doing what you said it does, and positioning is you letting people know what it does. Either one of those fail, your product fails. So this is a marketing challenge as well as a creative challenge. Now, marketing can be creative too. There's also a science and a logic to marketing. See, when you're marketing, Marketing is just about the relationship you have with your audience. So there are many creative things you can do to maintain and build a relationship between you and your audience. But at the same time, there is a science and a logic to how you market things. So there's a thinking piece to it. It's not just going and just creating art when it comes to marketing. You have to have a rhyme and a reason behind the creative stuff you do as a marketer. So the science and a logic to marketing in this sense is you understanding that your true job is letting your audience know that you have solved the problem that they have and that they're aware of. And the better you can do that and the more cleanly you're able to communicate it, then you'll do better in the next step that's coming. And I already touched on this, but we'll talk about it more as we move into point number three. So this big thing here on point number two is the positioning. And we just talked about positioning a couple of days ago right here on the show. Did a whole masterclass on the subject. Is you had to think about how are you going to position yourself, your offers, and the fact that you have a solution to a specific problem, and how are you going to get it in front of the people who have that problem and the people who are actively looking for a solution to that problem. This is all work that you need to do as an entrepreneur. This is all part of the strategy piece that I work with people on inside of Work On Your Game University. But this has to be done. One way or another, this has to happen. How are you going to let people know that there's a problem and you got a solution? How are you going to let them know? How are you going to reach them? Or where are they at and how are you going to find them? How are you going to get them to notice you amongst all the things they could be looking at when they pick up their phone or when they open up their laptops or when they open their mail or when they're driving around the neighborhood or however you're going to reach them? How are you going to do it? How are you going to get in front of them? See, this is the rhyme and the reason. This is the logic and strategy piece. This is not a creative piece. This is a business person mindset question. This is a way you're thinking as a business owner, how am I going to reach these people? Now, the creative part is when you know where they are and you know how to get their attention. Now, what are you going to do once you get their attention? Are you going to talk? Are you going to sing? Are you going to dance? What are you going to do? That's the creative part. But the logic part, you got to think about this. Because if you fail on this, then again, nobody can get your stuff because they don't know you. So they have to know that you exist. Or do not underestimate this. Like, this doesn't happen. You have no business. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work? You don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is entrepreneurs. You are in the problem business. Number three, the third step of the problem business is people actually getting the thing that you're selling. Right? They got to actually get it. All right. So you made it. You told them you got it. You let them know you have a solution. Now they have to actually get it and hopefully use it and get their problem solved. And their problems need to be addressed with the thing that you offered them because that's what you told them it was going to do. That's the only reason they came in the first place. So you must deliver on your promise. In short, whatever it is that you offer them needs to do whatever you said it was going to do. If I tell you I got a training program for basketball players that's going to help you get better at dribbling the basketball, my program better help you get better at dribbling the basketball. I better deliver on what I say I'm going to do. When I tell you coming to university and we are going to strategize and map out exactly what we're going to do to get your thing, your service, your product, your service out there to the right people so that you can actually start selling it and making money from it, I better deliver on what I tell you I'm going to do. And I will deliver, and we got proof. So social proof, as we call it, helps you grease the skids of people believing that whatever you say you're going to do, you're going to actually do. Because these days, a lot of people are offering a lot of things. So how do you know who to trust? If you don't already know the person, then hopefully they have some social proof that helps you better trust that whatever they say they're going to do, they're going to do. Because look at all these other people who are similar to me. They have similar challenges. Now look at their outcomes. Now, okay, now look at me. Maybe I can be the next in line. I can be the next contestant to get positive results from dealing with this person or using this product or this service, whatever it may be, if you don't already know the person. Now, if you already have their relationship, then it's a lot easier because we call that a warm contact. But when you're coming in cold, someone doesn't know you at all from anywhere, then your social proof is a very good way to warm them up to you, warming up to possibly working with you. But whatever you said you're going to do, you better do. So for example, if I sell car tires, I'm not responsible for the problem under your hood or the empty gas tank, but my tires will do the job that I said they will do. All right, they're not going to have you skidding off the road. They will stop the car when the car is supposed to stop. They are going to last for the next 200,000 miles or whatever it is that I say my tires are going to do. I'm not responsible for every problem in your car, but I will address the tire problem in your car because that's what I sell, tires. So understand that your solutions to people's problems don't need to solve every problem they have. You just need to solve a specific problem, because often all of us, if we think about it, we go to different places to solve different things. You go to the grocery stores to solve your groceries and food problems, but you don't go to the grocery store to solve your, if you need a haircut, you don't go there for the haircut. You want your nails done, you don't go to the hair place, you go to the nails place. If you got a car issue, you're not going to the grocery store. And if you got a grocery issue, you don't go to the auto body shop. All right, so you don't need to get all your problems solved in one place, which means you as an entrepreneur, or I'll just speak to you on the consumer side. As an entrepreneur, understand you don't have to solve every problem that a person has. You just got to solve the problem that you can solve. And what you will notice, what's going to happen, I'll tell you this up front. As you start solving that specific problem and you do a pretty good job of it, what you're going to find is your clients, your customers, they're going to start asking you, hey, you're doing a great job solving this problem. They may not say that, but they'll start asking, hey, can you solve this problem? All right, you solved that one, but about this one? So Dre, you helped me with dribbling, but now what about shooting? And usually the problem they're going to ask you about subsequently is going to be something that is connected to the first problem that you already solved. So for example, let's say I sell suits, all right, business suits. So I'm selling suits and I got a bunch of customers who bought suits from me. They may say, Dre, I love these suits that you're selling me, but do you have a custom tailor who can fit this to my body the right way? Or do you know of a dry cleaner that can dry clean these suits without messing them up? Or you're selling me great suits. Do you sell dress shirts? Do you sell ties? Do you sell socks? Do you sell shoes? Do you sell belts? They'll usually ask about eventually, if you're doing a good job with problem A, they'll start asking about problems B, C, D, and E that are connected to whatever problem A was. When basketball players, I was teaching them how to dribble. Again, next thing they say, well, what about shooting? Well, what about dribbling into the basket and scoring off the dribble? What about dribbling into a jump shot? What about footwork? What about defense? What about jumping higher? What about dunking the basketball? So I started creating products basically to solve every subsequent problem that comes from the first problem. So you can start brainstorming with your business. Once you solve this problem, what's the next issue they're going to have? And what's the next one after that? And the next one after that. And again, sometimes your customers will come to you with these on their own volition. And sometimes you can come to them with them on your own volition. So understand your job as an entrepreneur. Again, it's not to solve every problem. Just solve the specific one. Be sure you deliver. And again, in my example, an automobile can have 100 different problems. You don't have to solve them all. You just got to solve the one that you know how to solve. And if that's all you want to do, just do that. But if there are other problems you want to get into, you want to get into those worlds, go ahead and do it. Just make sure, again, each one, you still have the same mandate that you have to deliver on what you said you could do. So recapping here, entrepreneurs, you are in the problem business. And we talk about problems a lot here on the show, mostly from the angle of the better you are at addressing and solving problems, the higher you will be compensated in all of life in every way, simply because most people don't want to deal with problems at all. Number one, your first step is identifying a specific problem that a specific person has, also known as your avatar or your target customer. What is their specific problem and why is that the problem that you want to address? You need to know the answers to that. Number two, if you can solve a person's problem, let's say you're doing a good job of that, or at least you think you've done a good job of setting up what will solve a person's problem because they haven't gotten it yet. Your next step is to communicate with your audience that you have a solution to a problem that they know they have. So you got to let them know, hey, you know, you got that problem about with ABC. Well, I got a solution to ABC. It's right over here. So come over here and check it out. So now you got their attention. Now, once you get their attention, you got to make sure that whatever you communicate actually tells them what you think it's telling them. And then it has to actually do what it says it's going to do, which is point number three. Third step is people actually getting your thing and their problem is actually addressed. So if I tell you I got a program that'll help you with shooting the basketball, then my program better help you with shooting the basketball. I had to deliver on my promise. If you deliver on your promise well, what happens is you start getting repeat business. You get people who will stay around in your world as customers or clients for years, and they will look to you for other things you can help them with. You help them with one thing, they may look to you to help them with other things, not necessarily because they believe you have the expertise, because often they don't know, but because they trust you. And that trust, that relationship is worth a lot. This is why relationships matter so much in business. I wrote an article about why you need to have a list and how to build a list in business. If you didn't read that article, go to dreallday.com/blog and you can read that article about building a list. You need that because that long-term relationship in your business is what gives the business sustainability. With that said, everyone, text me so you're in my community. My number's down below in the description. And if you want to work with me directly and we can start putting this stuff that I just talked about with you to work with you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's where you can get into our program. You can have me as your direct coach. We work on mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability in the way that matters most for you, for your business, to help you reach your ambitions and with a sense of urgency when it comes to your time and getting things done. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.